Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine. I think it's April the 1st, so who knows?
Yes. Okay, so tell me about your... All right, you wanted to talk about Bye Bye Bazana. Is that right?
Well, I did. What I wanted to mention was that the municipality of Bizana, which is on the north of the Eastern Cape, where the Wild Coast Sun and Umtavuma Nature Reserve are situated, has been renamed the Winnie Madikizela Mandela Municipality. And they say that it is an important step towards ensuring that the municipality serves communities with care and responds to their concerns, and I quote, timorously, close quote, obviously not, timorously or hopefully not, and rapidly, said the office. At the heart of the renaming of this municipality is a resolve to serve communities better, bearing in mind that Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela served people selflessly and wholeheartedly. Moreover, she was a champion of the poor. And therefore, the renaming pays homage to her ideals and values. Now, just to sort of put another gloss on it, the mayor of the area said that the decision was made to honor her role in fighting apartheid and the resilience she demonstrated as a freedom fighter and as a mother, which I don't contest. But what I do contest is the fact that there's a whole lot of history being airbrushed out, and that is her role as alleged murderer, kidnapper, and convicted fraudster. And I think there are two things, one very serious and one sadly funny about all of this. The serious is that there is a tendency in our history to only highlight the positive and ignore the negative, and the negative being seriously negative. And the funny part, maybe not so funny part, is the fact that there's a belief that this is somehow going to engender such a sense of duty, obligation, and care on the part of the municipality with regard to the provision of services to its people. I think it's going to take a lot more than that to provide better services. I mean, we're talking about the province that it's had healthcare collapse. It has the highest death rate, and it's the worst affected by COVID. It's a municipal mess. It's had a dreadful drought that the government, local and national, has largely mishandled. It's relied on the private sector to come in and do what is necessary to literally provide water to thirsty, hungry people. So there is something about the changing of names, particularly in our country at the moment, that suggests that, you know, it's symbolism over action, because in the absence of anything more concrete and useful to do, change a name.
Right. What's also interesting about Bizana, I was actually just looking up as you're speaking. Did you know that Oliver Tambo was also born there? Winnie Mandela and Oliver Tambo were born there.
And I think Winnie and Nelson got married in Bizana. So it's historically significant in that sense. But, you know, there is a certain space and time that occurs between the events and the historicity to the sort of grubbiness that is South Africa now. And Winnie fell. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, she was brave. She was courageous. She was very badly treated. And somehow, either because of that or despite that or whatever it might be, she became quite a feared and horrific figure in Soweto. So I'm inclined to think that, you know, the sleeping dog should to some extent be made to lie, particularly when what you're really trying to do is make up for the lack of good governance. And it's just one of those absolute sort of dichotomies of South African life.
You know, Sarah, as you're speaking, I'm just thinking also about how, as human beings, we have a tendency to change history. I mean, there's a very famous quote, I can't remember who said it, that the winners of the war write the history.
That's absolutely.
So, you know, how much of history can we actually trust? And does it really matter?
Exactly.
Does it matter? What does it really mean?
I think it does matter, because the problem is that if you need to understand or know your history, your history informs your future. And if your history obviously there'll be opinions about events, but there are events that are just not mentioned in history because it doesn't suit the winners and et cetera, et cetera. you run the risk that people don't learn their history. And if they don't learn their history, their determination in their future is likely to be problematic.
Yeah.
Because some very important lessons come from history. And history's not history per se. It's life repeating itself in different forms.
Yeah. It's very interesting times that we live in, because I suspect that what we're seeing now is not new in human phenomena and in human behavior. I think it's just been happening.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Only now it's just better publicized, you know, in terms of...
I think that's true. But, and I think the problem is now, of course, is that you can't rename a whole municipality of sort of 38 areas or towns. It's not, you're not going to slip it by, you know, it is going to come out. It's just the problem is that the timing of it, it suggests a certain level of desperation.
You know what? I think, somebody actually messaged yesterday and, said, you know, how is it, you know, the rest of the population needs to change how they vote, because otherwise we'll have the same results. Everyone in the population has to change how they vote. Otherwise we'll have the same results. Right?
Well, basically it's this is, and this is my word on it, is that you cannot vote for the best party you would like to. It doesn't exist. You can only vote for what you think is the best available.
What kind of, almost, if you squint your eyes and tilt your head, almost reach your ideals and your values. Thank you so much. Wish you a chag sameach. And Simon will be back with you next week. Shabbat shalom. God bless.